how I earned money from my falling stock. So in this video, I'm going to walk you guys and girls directly through how I earned money with a stock that was falling. And no, it's not a put. It's not a. I didn't short the stock. And no, it's I didn't buy a call option. I buy a put option or sell a call or anything like that. This is from a stock that I own in my portfolio. I'm going to show you guys exactly how I did that and how to do it if you have shares in your portfolio. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. Hit that like, comment, and share button. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you are now tuning into the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dice, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. So for prime example, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm going to talk about, for people who don't know, this is buying, I own 100 shares of Bank of America stock, right? I own a little bit over 100 shares. So I own 100 shares of Bank of America stock. I bought them at $24. I'm currently down on those on that position of 10%. So I'm down 10% because, you know, I bought it for $24. The last time it traded was for $21. And I have the stocks in my portfolio. The upside is that every 3 months I earn $18 off of these stocks because of the dividend that's currently being paid. But the downside is, hey, well, the stock is sitting there. I bought it for $24. How can I make some extra money off of it? So what I was able to do, I made 4%, roughly about 4% off of a falling stock in my portfolio. How did I do that? I sold call options on my Bank of America stock. So for prime example, ladies and gentlemen, since I own 100 shares, I go here to options. Inside of options, let's take next week. Next week is May 22nd. May 22nd, I brought Bank of America, like I told you guys and girls, for $24. So let's look at the $24 strike price. If we go to $24. When we go to $24, it tells me right here on next month that somebody's willing to pay about $3 right now if I sell my stocks for $24.50. But if the stock price go to $24.50, somebody right now is willing to pay me $3, right? So for prime example is right now I will sell that option. I will sell that option saying, hey, you can buy my stocks for $24.50 all the way up to May 22nd. And when I do that, I'm going to collect $3 right now today. It's going to cost like a dollar for the transaction or whatever the case may be. So if the stock doesn't go up to $24.50, I will make $3. Now, this is because the stock is pretty low. Now, if I'm willing to go take a little bit more risk and say, hey, I'm willing to give it to you for $22.50, then I can make more money, right? So I'm not going to do that because I brought the stock for $24 and I'm willing to sell it for $24.50. Meaning that if my stock shoots up, if the stock shoots up to $24.50, I'm going to make 50 cents. I'm going to make $50 from every stock that I purchased. And then I've already collected $88 on holding the stocks. So I can make money just by the stock. Either way, I can't lose. The only time you lose in this is if you get a crappy stock that does what Ford has done. Keeps going down, 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 cut its dividends. That's when it could be bad. But if you got a good, valuable stock that pays a dividend, this is a way you can make some money, right? If you have Disney, if you own Disney, if you owned Apple, or if you own Microsoft, stocks that fell on a hard time, good companies that you're collecting dividends off of, you can sell calls. So this is how I would do it. I would go here, and I would go to trade. So when I would go here, I would go to sell to open. I want to sell to open a call. We'll hit your market value or whatnot. And right here, it's going to tell you after all your commissions, it's not going to be that much money on this particularly. But this is something I did every week while I own the stock. So let me show you guys my gains and losses by doing it. So right here, you can see I did this every week. 1 week I made $49. I made $11 by doing it. I made another $11. Then I made $16. Then this week I didn't sell any calls. So, you know, I could have made another $9 or $10 on it. But that's how I was able to make about 4% return on investment. Even though the stock was kind of staying still and dropping a little bit, I was able to make some money just by holding the stock. And then also, if I hold it until June, I'm going to get another $18 from dividends. So if you have a stock that's kind of sitting sideways with the market has been doing right now, or the stock that's been slowly decreasing, and you have 100 shares of it, maybe you can sell calls. And you can see it was able to create a weekly income just selling calls. It may be $9 here per contract. $9 here, $10 here, $20 here, $30 here, $40. Depending on the stock that you have and depending on how much risk you want to take. But I will always say I would never sell an option that I'm going to be in for a loss. So I brought the stocks for $24. I'm always going to sell an option at $24.50 and higher, which is saying, hey, if the stock shoots up before above $24.50, I'm willing to sell my stocks for $24.50. Right? That means that I'm going to profit both ways. I'm going to profit of all the insurance that I've collected, all the premiums that I collected, and the one I'm going to collect now, and then also what you call it. So, and as the stock moves up, the premium swells up as well. So as the when the market is having a good day, that's a good day to sell calls. So that's one of the things I did here. I sold call options. That's how I was able to, even though I've owned the stock for about a month and the stock has gone down 10%, I've earned about 4% just from holding the stock. So hopefully, you know, Bank of America does well, pays a dividend. You know, of course, I hope it goes up. But in the meanwhile, this is a way, if you have a stock, that you can make money off of a stock that's sitting sideways or that's underperforming or that's going down by selling call options. And some people call it buy rights. But until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else you see me do crazy around the globe, peace, be safe. I'm out, and thanks.